producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Cindy, you're on the air with Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I haven't called before this. I am a bit nervous. I'm in a precarious situation where I had a family emergency. We had a hurricane that destroyed our home. Fortunately, everyone is fine. Everyone was safe. And we had what seems to be adequate insurance, home insurance, to take care of everything.
Good.
However, which is all very good, and we're very grateful. A trust was set up in our name, and people were incredibly generous in the trust. My dilemma is, I feel guilty about accepting that money, and I feel guilty knowing that we probably will have insurance to cover, and then knowing that people may have given more money than...
Well, that's a nice problem. First of all, if I were you, I'd wait till I was sure what the insurance was. But then one of the possibilities, and you need to talk with a lawyer about exactly what the terms of the trust are, but one of the possibilities is translating that into a fund that other people can apply. And it may be that your new life's work. And if you don't want to do it, you can probably hire someone to do it, which you absolutely can, because I am now becoming somewhat of an expert on, or at least knowledgeable about nonprofits, is that you now have set up the Cindy and, the Cindy Abilene Foundation or something that says, you know, when people are in difficulty, we can give them, you know, a cash kind of carryover, and that they can then pay it back, or that people can apply for grants. Take that money for what the intent was, which is to help people in need, and it sounds to me that in a blessed way, you may not be in need, so turn it, into help other people who are in need.
Which is what I intend to do. But I guess part of it is I also feel guilty sort of acknowledging some of the people who have given it to me, because I feel like if they come into my house and I have a new TV, I feel like...
Well, but look, first, presumably you have a list of everybody who donated?
Yes.
All right. Let me tell you just a quickie. And I've told this story before, but it seems to me completely appropriate here. A bunch of years ago, I loaned somebody I didn't know very well it was $1,000, which at the time was, not an insignificant amount of money, but something that they really, really, really wanted to do, had no money to do it. And I said, how much do you need? They said $1,000. I said, I'll write you a check. And didn't know them very well, but it was a time where it was $1,000 that I could, do without.
Right.
She had forgotten all about it. About 6 months ago, she sent me, this was years ago, sent me a check saying, I'm sorry it's taken so long, here's $1,000.
Right.
And I was really embarrassed, because I didn't want to send it back to her.
Right.
So I did the phone. I knew somebody who was in trouble. And so I wrote the person who was in trouble a note and said, look, this somebody paid back a loan. Here's $1,000. When you are back in financial shape, play it forward. You send somebody that $1,000. And I wrote the note back to the person who sent me the thing and said, this is what I did with the money. Because, it was my pleasure to do it for you. And so I passed it along. Everybody was thrilled.
Yeah.
So what you're going to do is once you get the insurance money, you're going to write a lovely email. And if you need me to help you with it, or you could do it handwritten, which is even nicer.
Okay.
Call the people and say, thank you for your generosity. And what I've decided to do, you don't even have to say the insurance money. You can say, to continue the blessing that you've bestowed on me, I set up this foundation, and this is what's going to happen to it. And I just want you to know that your goodness not only touched me, but in the future will touch others. And everybody will be delighted.
Now, could I include in there a little note saying that at this, because of his generosity, we will be setting up a foundation? Is that premature to include that at this time? When I send out the thank you notes, it would just make me feel better,
sure.
I guess.
I mean, I have no problem about it. Just say that, that I was so touched by your generosity, we decided to play this forward for the next time, so when any of us are in need, the Helping Hand Foundation or something. Yeah, I think it's fine.
Okay. Okay, great.
Okay?
That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. And it's a nice thing to be able to do. Everybody wins. And you need to talk with somebody about how to get a nonprofit number and things of that sort, but you can do that. AJ, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling in regards to my son, who's 20 and has racked up quite the criminal record. And
what's he done?
Many things.
Well, give me an idea.
He has three felonies.
What did he do?
The first one, I can't remember. He's been in and out of trouble since he was about 13, and I sent him to a private school.
Okay, but you still haven't told me what he's been busted for.
But what started was getting involved in gangs. Then, so I can't remember what the first felony was.
What's the latest?
Might have been a stolen car. The latest one is a stolen car. He, during his time for getting these felonies here in Sonoma County, he was given the opportunity to go to a program for men, young men, get them back on track.
Has he ever has he served time?
Not in prison yet, but I'm really scared that that could happen now, because now he's racked up a third felony. He ran from this program, apparently had a stolen vehicle, and was in a bad accident, being chased by the cops, compound fracture, and broken bones and stuff. He's in Las Vegas. I haven't had any verbal contact with him yet, and just been through letters, which I've been horrified at reading. But so now it's a felony. And, you know, with the laws in California, it's three strikes, you're out no matter what, apparently, and I'm really not sure. But my first question is, you know, how far
was the crime committed in California or Las Vegas?
The last one was in Nevada.
Well, so maybe that's not the third strike, because it was committed in another state, but that's a legal issue, all right? So the question to me is what?
Is one, I'm not sure how far I should help him. He's asking for my help once he gets released.
What specifically does he want you to do?
Come home, that he's willing to work. Which he can. He can always get a job, and hope, but, you know, I mean, it's another story. He wants me, you know, he wants me to allow him to come home, which at this point, you know.
Okay, you mentioned that twice. What else?
And just to give him another chance.
Well, another chance to do, listen, it would seem to me that I wouldn't give him money at this moment.
Right. No, I don't plan to give him money.
But, I mean, I think if we allow him to come home, presumably it's with very severe restrictions. You don't want to become his parole officer. So the deal is, with the state of California, it may be three strikes and you're out. With AJ, it should be one strike and you're out, because you've been through this before. He's made all the promises, and you don't want to enable him to get himself in enough trouble that he's going to end up in big-time trouble any more than he already is. So I would say you can come home. You tell me what you're willing to do to come home, all right, and let him come up with them. And it would certainly, that list should probably include having a job, paying rent, you know, being curfew, not using drugs, yada, yada. But let him come up with it. And, you know, you
sort
don't
of has in that sense where
he said all of those things in writing?
He says that, in the letters that he has sent, that, you know, how do I not let it affect me and you know, take on his problems?
I mean, I'm just losing him
to prison forever.
I mean, there's no sense assuming dreadful things. I mean, why, if you're going to fantasize about something, you might as well fantasize about him going to school and you know, graduating with honors. I mean, there's no particular reason to assume the worst. I mean, that doesn't get you any place. To not be affected by it, it's your kid. I mean, I don't know that you want to be impervious to your kid. I think what you need to do is make a line in the sand so that you understand what he can do and what you can do. And, it's not clear to me. I went through a kind of a lengthy list of what he should essentially offer you as a contract, and the first violation of that contract, he's out without discrimination, without anger, without, I mean, certainly there's going to be a certain amount of regret, but that's it. So what's question number two?
Question number two would be, from a psychologist's point of view, how long does it take young men to turn their thinking process around?
That's kind
of... who have been in so much trouble, when... Do, you know,
well, I mean, but AJ,
on it?
presumably that's, I mean, if I said $4.18, or it's going to take him another 3 years, or it's going to take him 10 minutes. I mean, I don't know what any of that would mean, and I wouldn't have any credibility, and neither would you. I mean, is he going to get his life in order? I have no idea. I mean, I think what you need to make sure is that you're not doing anything to interfere with that process.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to BloodSugar11.com for your free video. That's BloodSugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to BloodSugar11.com now.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is the Dr. Joy Brown Show, so named. I'm not sure why they decided to call it that. We're, you know, a great burst of creativity or something. That's a joke, folks. Okay, so we're talking with Jamil, who has called in the past, taken care of his mom, set up stuff. And you were saying, Jamil, that was the social anxiety, is that the thing that you feel was the problem?
Yeah, it was the...
taking care of your mom may have been a way of both distracting yourself from the social anxiety and feeling important, which is not a bad thing, but you want to feel like, I think all of us want to feel that we're moving towards something, not away from something.
Absolutely.
Because away, we're always looking over our shoulder. Mm-hmm. So the idea of... one of the ways of looking, for example, at social anxiety disorder is to say, do you know what? If I had been less intimidated by strangers, I might have been less generous with mom. And in the long run, I'm going to feel better about myself for having taken care of mom. Now, it may have been the right behavior for the wrong reasons, but it was still the right behavior. So that's a way of already evaluating and I keep thinking of holding something up to the light, of sort of seeing something in a different context. Instead of saying social anxiety disorder has been the problem of my life, it could be social anxiety disorder gave me an opportunity, without even thinking about it twice, of being generous to my mom in a way I might not have been. If my life had been running much more smoothly and much more easily, I might have been more tempted to get somebody else involved or, to not have been as involved with mom as I was able to be. So that's already a way of, instead of saying, I mean, it's kind of like my thing about my claustrophobia. One thing, which I'm not crazy about, having that feeling. But what I understand is it's a great barometer for me about when things are going well in my life and when I'm overstressed, because I'm much more likely to be claustrophobic or for it to kick in when there's just too much going on. Either I'm not getting enough sleep, or I'm coming down with something, or I've got too much on my plate, or whatever it is. So while I don't like feeling claustrophobic, I don't like the anxiety part of it, I've learned, instead of to view it as an enemy, to view it as, okay, what are you telling me here? What do I need to do about it here? And learned much better ways of coping with it, as opposed to thinking, oh my gosh, this feels terrible, when it's going to end, I can't believe this. I'm saying, okay, what has worked in the past? You know, what can I do that will make this better? I know it's not going to last forever. And I'm suggesting that you do the same thing with social anxiety disorder, which is a very common phenomenon. It actually turns out, I think, to be either the first or second most common complaint to mental health workers in the United States. So,
yes, and
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I mean, the situation, and you're spot on with the it started for me. Well, I could say this my history could go on for a whole show. It would be like a real therapy session with the audience listening. But what I was saying is that the social anxiety did start for me when I was in junior high school, and I was sick all the time. And then,
but Jamil, what we're focusing on now is where you are here, where you are now.
Right. So what happened with the situation was, you know, I had a social anxiety for a long time, and I went to my therapist, and she wanted to help me take steps to be more independent and to have healthier boundaries.
Right. We've talked about that in the past.
Yep. And so
what's today's issue?
Okay, so today's issue. Okay, so where am I at? Okay, so after a disappointment with that situation, today's issue is that when I'm encountering trying to start a new healthy situation for me, it'd be I don't know if the word is eating more better, but just sort of treating myself better. The kid self and me go, oh, that's boring, that's no fun, or whatever. It just comes up for me, and then I don't do it, and I end up feeling miserable. So I was
what's the solution to that?
Right. So that's what I was calling.
Jamil.
Yeah.
Listen to what you said.
Yes.
I do better stuff for myself. And then the kind of primitive part of me says, oh, that doesn't make any sense, and so I stop doing it. So what's the solution to that?
Oh, wow. What's the solution? I guess
Jamil,
yes?
Stop doing this, because what you're saying is, take care of me. That's not the solution to social anxiety disorder. Okay? let's say you have two friends. You have one friend who says, Jamal, you know, you're looking great today. Okay? And you have another friend who says, Jamal, are you getting enough sleep? You really look tired. Which friend are you going to go see when you want to feel good?
The one telling you I look great.
Okay. So if we view those two voices, your grown-up self, your superego, and your id, your child part, one saying, Jamal, stay where you are, be unhappy, and the other saying, Jamal, you know, put on your big boy pants, try something else. Which are you going to go and spend time with?
Put on big boy pants and try something else.
Okay, so it's not that the other friend goes away, and or whether or not that friend may have some value. The one who says, you know, you don't look very good, may be great to go to movies with, or one who is great when you want to have a snowball fight. But they're not the one you're going to go to when you're trying to accomplish something, or when you're trying to get that little boost, or when you're trying to do something better for yourself. You're going to go to the one who says, "Wow, Jamal, you're great." So all of us have those voices.
Mm-hmm. And I don't go.
So
to
you choose which one to listen to.
The other one, yeah.
Jamal, stop it.
Yeah.
You're saying I'm going to give good reasons for doing the wrong thing. I'm saying it's okay to do the right thing for the wrong reason. It's not okay to do the wrong thing and make it sound like it's the right reason. It's not. And saying I'm overwhelmed, you're not overwhelmed. You're choosing the easy path. You're choosing the one that says someone has to take care of me. That's an easy path. It's just not a happy path. You need to think of those two voices as two separate friends and what you're going to spend time with. But it's not up to your mom. It's not up to me. It's up to you.
Oh, no,
and it may take.
Yeah.
Pardon?
No, I said mom's out of the equation as far as that part. Absolutely.
Well, but that's what you're doing. You're asking me or your therapist or somebody else to be your mom. You're saying, tell me what to do. And I'm saying, you know what to do.
Oh, that's why I called in today. Absolutely. Okay. All right. Okay,
All righty?
Yes.
Good.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. 855-99, Dr. Joy. Ron, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Just wanted to know, how do we spot a sociopath?
Can you be more specific with me about why you're asking the question?
Well, some people act nice to lure you into a relationship, and after you're lured into the relationship...
Well, let's not use the word lured. I think everybody, I mean, most of us, when we're, you know, when we meet strangers, tend to be at least neutral, if not nice, right?
Well, that's us, the average, yes. But the sociopath, they are intentionally trying to lure you in. So when
No. Hear what I'm saying. When you and I meet strangers, we don't go up to somebody and say, boy, you're a jerk. Because what they're going to do is walk away from us. So when we're talking to strangers, everybody is, I'm not sure I'd use the word lure because that has such connotations. So hang on, let's talk specifically about what you're talking about and I'll help you with this, all right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Phyllis, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Dr. Joy, cheerful and stupid has changed my life. And I know that you used to have shirts that had stupid and cheerful, or cheerful and stupid on them.
Right.
And Christmas is coming. And I know a lot of people that I think could benefit from wearing one of those shirts. Are they still available?
Well, that's a good question. The answer sort of is yes. I have them sitting here in my closet because
I do.
The person who was supposed to do the mail order that went out of business. So I have all that. So yeah, we could probably work out something.
I think that would be a great deal. I'd love it. You have solved my shopping dilemma.
All right, well, here, let's figure this out right now. Shane, help me with this. I think they were $19.95 plus, I think it was $24.95 for a shirt and a baseball hat. Or I think they were...
I think for one.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let me figure this out, because I can't remember how much it cost. I think they were something was $19.95 plus shipping and handling. So I think it came to about. I think you could get both the T-shirt and the hat for like I don't know under $30. I think you could get one or the other for like $20. I think that's what it was. That if you got just one or the other, there was about $20, and if you got both, it was $30 for the two. So you got a discount if you got both of them.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
All right, I'll tell you what. Phyllis, send me an email. I can't believe I'm going into the mail order business. Send me an email to drjoy.com, and Shane will pick it up for me, and tell me how much, you know, how many, what do you want? I think the shirts were small. I don't think we had smalls. I think we had medium, large, and extra large. Baseball caps all fit one. They're all black. They're cute. They really are cute. And tell me, you know, what you want, and we'll figure it out. And we need to do it fairly quickly if we're going to do it for Christmas.
Perfect. I'll do it this afternoon. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Phyllis.
Bye-bye.
How to start a mail order business on your very own. Well, because, you know,
I love it.
Look, as a psychologist, I would view myself as relatively... You're knowledgeable. As an entrepreneur, I suck. I'm just terrible at it.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, so, but I do have a closet full of of T-shirts.
And that says it all right there, right?
Yeah, yeah, well, and I had to pay to get them back because he went out of business, and I don't know. And it was, I mean, right. And people have been, and I, people kept saying, well, we want, you know, stupid and cheerful T-shirts, I said, well, okay, and then it was a mess. But if you want a stupid and tearful T-shirt, it's $20 for one or the other, and $30 for both. And I don't know. Send an email, and we'll pick them out,
we'll try and get them to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us your. Well, I guess I'll get back to you if you don't tell me. But tell us your size in the email and that sort of thing. Obviously.
Yeah, yeah. And I think they're medium, large, and extra large. And they're black. They're everything we decided. I wanted to do them with sequins.
Nice.
And actually, at one point, I actually, for my crew for Christmas, which they've never forgiven me, and nor should they ever, we did Joyce Boys in with sequins.
Oh, boy.
And every one of them was straight, or at least they were when I gave them the T-shirts.
Yeah, until that point. Yeah,
yeah, right. Exactly. All right, I'll tell you what. Shane, I'm going to give you a choice here.
Oh, no. All right.
All right, because we've got about 6 minutes, so we can either start talking about people thinking that we should put Christmas up or not Christmas up, mm-hmm. or I could do movie reviews. Which do you want here?
You're putting it on me.
Let's
do the Christmas thing. I know you don't want to do that, but
you're right. I was, you know,
kind of wanted to.
All right,
all right.
So we'll start. All right, and let me just tell you. Apparently, Macy's has announced that they're going to be open on Thanksgiving. Which has got people up
really?
In arms. Yeah, that apparently Macy's going to be up. I don't know if it's full hours, but I think they're going to be. You know why? Because I think it was Walmart did it last year.
And had record sales. And
yeah,
whatnot.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, I think this is the wave of the future. I think, first of all, that stores are going to be open on Thanksgiving, and nobody's going to charge for mailing anymore. Because it's just clearly.
I like that part, but yeah.
Yeah, I do too. But you know what? They'll just, the cost will just go into the item, so it's probably going to be about the same. But nevertheless, it is irritating to sort of have to pay. You know, you think you're getting this great deal, and then postage and handling is like $40,000. So
sure.
All right,
sure.
So lay on me the people. All right, first
okay,
of all,
well,
do you think Christmas decorations should be up at this time of year?
I think starting this coming week. It's all right. And here's my logic behind this.
Yeah, I want to hear this. This should be good.
I'm okay with the week of Thanksgiving starting to get your Christmas decorations up, that sort of thing. Having that festive mood for Thanksgiving, because I think Thanksgiving really kicks off that season.
Thanksgiving isn't for 2 more weeks.
Oh, is it 2 more? Okay, so next week then, the week of. But I'm kind of, you know... I'm one of the people that you know, that week is okay. However, this year, though...
I know, it's really late.
It's so late, you know what I mean? Really, if you... You know, like a lot of people, if you wait till after Thanksgiving, say the week after... I mean, you're talking about, you know, 22, 23 days of Christmas season, which
tragic.
I don't think you're talking about
25 or 26, but nevertheless.
Well, okay.
All right, here's my thing. As far as I'm concerned, either leave Christmas decorations up all year round, mm-hmm. which I kind of like. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like the little white lights.
And we did get someone say that too. Yeah.
Yeah, and I have at one point I was having a very tough year one year, and I walked past this store that had these little teddy bears playing Christmas carols on a xylophone in the window.
Oh.
And I literally moved heaven and earth. They didn't have it.
So I literally
had to call Tennessee. The guy sent it up to this guy on a street corner that you had to know the password and give him casual. You know, I think people probably bought drugs more easily than I bought that thing. And I had that for years. I finally gave it to my mom. She loved it one year. So I'm either of the keep them up all year round or put them up the week before Christmas. I am not.
Oh,
you know,
see, you I and I couldn't be more looks, different on this.
Yeah, we should not. We should be married because we wouldn't get along.
Yeah, right.
So lay on a couple of what, because everybody had an opinion about this.
Sure,
right?
Yep. No, well, the first one, Sherry says, after Thanksgiving, please, every holiday should be enjoyed. So, I mean, yeah, that's, I think, what most people probably think.
All right.
Susan kind of says basically the same thing. She says, let's honor each holiday without commercially or personally stepping on them. And then right after that, Marta says, no, Dr. Joy, my tree went up November 1st.
No!
She even gave us a picture.
It's going to be a fire hazard by today.
I would imagine it's a fake tree, probably. Right? Oh, maybe it's real. Who knows? Maybe she can let us know.
I don't know. Wow.
Yeah, she sent a picture there, posted a picture of some decorations.
Wow, a 2-month Christmas.
Yeah.
See, that's because a lot of people, a fair amount of the population, are not thrilled about Christmas. It just the expectations get out of order. And
I've noticed
and so for those people, I mean, it's... my thing is, look, I allow myself to have 3 weeks of a birthday. That's different. but having 2 months of Christmas seems to me, I mean, you've made it a season rather than an event.
A little much.
I'll tell you what we're going to do, because we're coming up on a break, mercifully.
Yes.
And what I'm going to have you do, my dear,
sure.
This was your idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to have you go through, and I'm going to have you count up all the ones who say, not till after Thanksgiving.
Yep, okay.
And then what, because we know what they're going to say is it lasts too long, it's not special enough, fire hazard, yada, yada. And then of the ones, and then you're going to give me a percentage of how many people thought not till after Thanksgiving, how many people thought whenever, and you're going to give me the reasons why people think it's okay to have it up earlier.
Okay, yep.
Right, because I'm going to be grinding my teeth.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, down to nubs.
Yep.
Because,
yep,
I mean, and in stores have had them up since Halloween.
Yeah, absolutely. And that bugs me, I have to admit.
Well, no, wait. Mr. Shane.
Yes, yeah.
How can you say it's okay to put them up in your house a month ahead of time, but bad-mouthing stores for having it up only 3 weeks before you're talking
about? I'm not in the same boat as Marta with putting it up November 1st. I'm just saying, you know.
Oh, I don't know. Next year, I can just see you sort of snuggling into that. Well, it's only a week earlier.
Well, I'll tell you what. The thing that I hate even worse is the people that leave their Christmas lights up and turned on outside their house until, like, March or something.
See, I like that.
I have less
of a complaint with that. I mean, I think part of it may be sheer laziness, but there's a restaurant, a very famous restaurant in New York that's very hard to get into. You're supposed to have reservations like a year in advance, and they have their Christmas decorations up all year round.
But are they white lights, though?
Nope.
No, they're
red and green.
Okay.
No, they have Christmas things.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Either leave them up all the time. And I'm a sucker for the white lights, I admit.
Yeah, I like those too. And those are nice any time of year because it's just festive.
Well, I think Ed Koch tried to convince New York to keep up. One year he convinced everybody to have white lights and he wanted to keep them up all year round and make New York like Paris, a city of lights.
Yeah, cool.
And they got a huge amount of grief saying it was going to be too expensive. That used electricity. Although I don't know how much electricity it actually uses. But
especially
all right, so you do your homework, and we'll talk in a moment. 855. Go ahead and RSVP and respond now, so it gives him much more to do. We'll keep him busy till Christmas. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talking about what really matters,
your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, what really matters may be whether or not you put up your Christmas decorations early or not. All right, now you've got a problem because you've got a ringing phone. Can Manny get the phone for you?
Yeah, let's do that, Manny.
All right, let Manny get the phone, and you can tell me how we're doing here.
All right. So looking at this, surprisingly, I figured it'd be real polarized, but it looks to me like it's pretty much 50-50 on this one.
You're kidding.
No, yeah.
How many times did you vote?
No.
All right.
No, so yeah.
It's really evenly spread.
It is very evenly spread.
All right. Presumably the people are saying after Thanksgiving are all saying the same thing, right? More or less, which is don't delete the holiday. And,
right. You know, yep.
And, it should be special. All right.
And for the ones, there were a few where they said something like, you know, they think it's too early, but if the mood strikes you, you know, it's all up to you. So for those, I kind of put them in both categories then, you know what I mean? I gave a point to each one.
I don't know.
Don't you think so?
Well, yeah, maybe. I'd put those in probably undecided.
Okay, yeah.
You know, what we need is a little Christmas right this very moment.
Right,
Nancy Name. All right, so tell me the people who are saying the MARTAs of the world
that
want November 1st.
Well, a lot of people say, and this is a good argument, I think, too.
Don't editorialize. Just give me stuff.
So, yes, we have quite a few of them say, like, the sort of thing where, you know, it's early, but it's nice to get it up before the weather changes and that sort of thing.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to stop
you because too short.
Let me put Michelle on, and then we'll start this next hour.
Yeah, there we go.
I don't want to keep her waiting a
bit.
Bet. All right, so have a little Christmas right this very moment. Michelle, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Michelle.
I have a teacup chihuahua that I carry in my pouch. And so now my friend assumed I'm a dog lover and wants to bring her dirty, smelly dogs over to my house. And how do you say to someone politely that their dogs are dirty and smelly and, you know...
Well, look, I think the deal needs to be... do you have children?
No.
How big are their dogs?
They're pretty big, almost as big as, like, a collie.
Does she want to bring them in the house or just in the yard?
Well, she was going to bring them to the house. I already said I don't want her to, so I solved the problem. But she now concludes I'm not much of a dog lover.
But I think that's okay. Look, the deal is, Michelle, you can't have it both ways. You can't say I can bring my dog to your house, but you can't bring your dog to my house. So I think the deal has to be that you're only going to take your dog to houses that of people who don't have dogs, because that way you don't have to worry about reciprocity. All you have to worry about is whether or not they mind if you bring your dog. Because some people do, even if they, you know. And let me give you sort of a metaphor here. There are people who really like their kids and really don't like anybody else's kid. And sure. I think in that particular case, I think if you want to keep the friendship, what I would just say is, look, I think my dog is so small that I sort of don't even think of as a dog. But it turns out that I'm one of those horrible people who really likes my dog and not necessarily other people's dogs. And maybe it's because mine is small. So I'll make you a deal. You and I will buy you lunch. I will leave my dog at home. You will leave your dogs at home. And I will make a deal. I won't bring my dog around you.
Invites my dog over, that it's not an issue.
Well, yes, but Michelle, it is, because what she's saying is, I invite your dog over, how come you don't invite my dog over? Yeah, I would just say to her, listen, here's the deal. I'm one of those awful people that really likes my dog and doesn't really like other people's dogs very well. So either I can stop bringing my dog to your house because I don't want you to feel like it's unfair that you like my dog and I don't like your dogs. And I would just take it on your own shoulders. I would just say, look, I'm kind of funny about this, and I realize it's not very fair, very balanced. And maybe it's because my dog is small, and I'm afraid that, you know, that other dogs will hurt my dog. But for whatever reason it is, it has nothing to do with you or your dogs. It just has to be that that, you know, I don't really like other people's dogs in my house or near my dog. So and I understand that's not fair. That I can bring my dog to your house, you can't bring yours to mine. So either I can stop bringing my dog to your house, but you know, this is just I'll take full responsibility for it, but it's just something I'm a little funny about. I would make it your issue, not her issue, and I would probably stop schlepping my dogs without making sure, because people are, you know, it's perfectly natural that if you bring your dog to their house that they're going to think they can bring their dog to your house. Even though, and again, it is the same with kids, is that you might have a really well-behaved kid, and their kid and her kids may be thugs. So the way to do it is not to say, look, my kid's better than your kid, and everybody likes my kid, and nobody likes your kids, because, you know, that's hurtful, and you're going to end a friendship. But you can say, I'll tell you what, I won't bring my kid to your house, because I realize that, you know, I'm just not that crazy. It's not even your kids. I'm just not crazy about other people's kids around my house, and my kid knows how to act around my house, and other people's kids don't. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but I think you need to make it, I think two things. You need to make it your issue, not her issue. That it's your problem, not her problem. And number two, that I to stop bringing your dog, even though she likes the dog.
I take her everywhere, so I can't really leave her alone.
You can leave dogs alone. That's your issue, not your dog's issue.
No, I know. I like bringing her, basically.
Well, but understand that. But everybody may not love having even your dog in their house, and your dog is smaller, and is less likely to chew on the furniture or, you know, leave little puddles around. But not every, you know, there may be people who would just as soon see you and not your dog. Not everybody loves dogs, and even people who love dogs, and even people who love dogs. But Michelle, you can't have it both ways. You can't assume that everybody is glad to see your dog and you're not glad to see anybody's dog, because it's gonna create problems for you.
No, that I know. So I shouldn't tell her that her dog is dirty and I like dogs that are clean?
No, I don't think so. Because she may then say, well, I like dogs that are real dogs as opposed to ones that are accessories to people that aren't even treated like animals. Then where are you going to go? Yeah, no, we don't insult other people's food choices, children, dogs, clothing. You know, it's perfectly okay not to like them. It's not okay to badmouth them. So, no, saying your dogs are smelly and dirty is not actually going to make her like you a lot. Trust me about this.
I do.
Good. All right.
Thanks.
So I would just call him and say, look, I'd love to buy you lunch. I'll leave my dog at home. You can leave your dog at home and we'll have a good time. But and leaving your dog at home occasionally is not a terrible idea. All righty.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay.
All right. That's what I'm not going to win, is it? 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.